ప్రభుత్వనంద శ్రీ దారాశ్రీ భక్తుడి విజయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధకృష్ణ గోపుర శ్యామ రాధకృతి విజయ శ్రీ వృందావన శ్రీ భక్తుడి అనంతపురి
achieve
shelter at your lotus feet. Therefore, the state of Aruba Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sundarban should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality, Supreme Lord Krishna, favorably without desire for material profit or gain through fruitful activities of philosophical speculation, as called pure devotional service. Narada Pancharatra says, one should be free from all material designations and cleansed of material contamination. He should be restored to his pure identity, in which he engages the sense in the service of the proprietor of the sense, that is called devotional service. This is also called Bhagavata Dharma. Without material aspirations, one should simply serve Krishna as advised in the Bhagavad Gita. Narada Pancharatra and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Dharma is the process of religion enunciated by the pure devotees, direct representatives of the Supreme Personality of God, like Narada, Sukadeva, and their humble servants in the disciplic succession. By understanding Bhagavad Dharma, one immediately becomes free from material contamination. Living entities who are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are loitering in this material world suffering. When they are instructed by the Lord Himself about Bhagavad Dharma and they adopt it, that is victory for the Lord, for He then reclaims these fallen souls. A devotee following the principles of Bhagavata Dharma feels very much obligated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can understand the difference between life without Bhagavata Dharma and life with Bhagavata Dharma, and thus he ever remains obliged to the Lord. Taking to Krishna consciousness and bringing fallen souls to Krishna consciousness is a victory for Lord Krishna. The supreme occupation for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service under the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the pure transcendental process of religion. Translation: Unconquerable One, when you spoke about Bhagavata Dharma, which is the uncontaminated religious system for achieving the shelter of your lotus feet, that was your victory. Persons who have no material desires, like the Kumaras, who are self-satisfied stages, worship you to be liberated from material contamination. In other words, they accept the process of Bhagavata Dharma to achieve the shelter of your lotus feet. So here it speaks about Bhagavata Dharma. So this is distinct from regular Dharma, which means Karma Yoga, Varna Ashram system, etc. Bhagavata Dharma refers to the process of chanting the Lord's name, hearing His activities, etc. So this is the main process indicated in the Bhagavatam. The whole lesson to be learned is that Sukadeva spoke and Pariksit heard. And through that process of hearing the topics, he got free from birth and death, etc. That was his original question. Pariksit asked, what should I do when I'm about to die? And then Sukadeva replied, you hear topics about the Supreme Lord. So this is one of the activities of bhakti or Bhagavad Dharma. So though the word dharma is used, it's not used in the other sense, that is artha dharma kama moksha. That is rules and regulations in the material world to satisfy us and keep us comfortable in the material world. It's completely different from that dharma. So that, of course, is also concluded in the first canto of Bhagavad, because it says that is the highest dharma for the human being, which satisfies the Supreme Lord. So, of course, we can say, well, Varnashram also satisfies the Supreme Lord. It will, if it includes worship of the Lord. And whatever satisfies the Supreme Lord is also the highest dharma. So, pure bhakti, without anything else, that is actually the dharma. That is the highest dharma of all. Anything else that includes bhakti, of course, then is satisfying to the Lord. We can also call it dharma. But the highest dharma will be that dharma which is purely bhakti. So, therefore, when we hear the word dharma, we should think of bhakti here, Bhagavata Dharma. here is described as anavadyam, which means it has no fault, you cannot criticize it. It's not subject to criticism. Dharma is subject to criticism in Bhagavatam, therefore it is called a cheating religion. Because it encourages people in the material world. And Bhagavatam, on the other hand, Bhagavat Dharma encourages people simply to worship the Lord. It doesn't encourage them to other things. You may or may not do other things, but its only advice is to worship and absorb oneself in the Supreme Lord. So that's why it is anavadya, without any faults or elements other than bhakti. So it means pure bhakti, in other words. This is the system which, here Chitraketu is saying, you have spoken this Bhagavad Dharma. And even the great sages who were Atmaramas, which generally means Brahman realized, or people on the path of Jnana, who are very advanced and detached from the material world, here they're called the Niskinchana. They are completely detached from material things. They worship this Supreme Lord. They worship the Lord. For apavarga. Usually that means liberation. But there's two types of Atmaramas. Or three types, you could say. Some Atmaramas simply remain Atmaramas and they never worship the Lord. Then there's those Atmaramas who begin to worship the Lord, like Sukadeva. They worship the Lord, and what happens is they don't worship the Lord anymore for getting liberation. They worship Him for bhakti. So apavarga also means prema. It doesn't only mean liberation. So in other words, some Atmaramas become devotees and they worship the Lord for prema, a higher goal. Some Atmaramas are less fortunate, and even though they do worship the Lord, they worship the Lord in order to get liberation. So as I said in Bhagavad Gita, that some people become Brahma-bhuta, prasanatma, and then they attain bhakti. And then what happens? Then they merge into the Lord. In spite of getting bhakti, they still prefer to merge into the Lord. So they go for liberation again. So there are such persons also. And they're less fortunate. In fact, it is said that without doing that, one cannot even get impersonal liberation, one must also worship the Lord. In other words, mukti itself is dependent upon bhakti for getting that liberation. So there are some jnanis of that sort. In any case, here it is mentioned that these sages become attracted to the Supreme Lord and the process of bhakti. Which means that therefore, the process of bhakti must be nirguna, without material qualities, because these Atmaramas are niskinchana. They have no material desires. And yet they take to the process of bhakti. So if they take the process of bhakti and it's full of gunas, then they would fall down. And why would they do that? Because they're Atmarama. They have no interest in material things at all. So why would they take part in bhakti? So therefore bhakti is nirguna. It is beyond the material gunas completely. And it helps them advance towards apavarga, either liberation or prema. So this shows the great power of bhakti. It is superior to jnana. It is independent of jnana. Jnana depends on it. So this is a great glorification made by King Chitraketu. So though King Chitraketu looked was quite foolish because he wanted a son, then he got a son, then he lamented for the son, then he got his stretches on Atmagyana, and finally he got the mercy of Narada and Angira, and Narada gave instructions and bhakti, etc. So, very, very good. And then he got a mantra. So, and then he met the Supreme Lord ultimately. King Chitraketu here chants these verses to praise the Supreme Lord. So, we see that he had attained a very great realization of bhakti here. Quite wonderful. The Munis and others are attracted to bhakti. So, in other words, bhakti is superior to liberation. The form of the Lord, which King Shachaketu saw, is not an illusion. It is not just a Satvagun shadow that remains in the material world, and when you get liberation, then it disappears. It's higher than the impersonal liberation. And it's completely beyond the wounds. So in the Bhagavatam, we often see verses praising the form and qualities of the Lord. So we have to understand that there's always spiritual things, not material at all. And they have no relation to the material. They're not caused by anything material. They're not a lesser form of contaminated Brahman or something like that. They're actually higher. So that's made very clear here, where it says that the Atmaramas also worship the Lord to get liberation and to get prema. And the Atmaramas are in the position already of being fixed in Gana. So, therefore, the point of Bhagavatam is that the realization of the Supreme Lord is the highest realization. And though Brahman is accepted, it is imperfect realization. Through that, one can get liberation from material bondage, but at the same time, it is not perfect. It is not a complete realization of the Lord. So therefore, those who are Atmaramas also worship the Lord, because that's more complete realization. So both of them are beyond the gunas. Brahman is beyond the gunas, Bhagavan is beyond the gunas. Both realizations are beyond the gunas. But realization of Bhagavan is superior because it is full. So therefore, realization of the form and qualities and activities of the Lord is not an inferior realization, it's superior to simply realizing Brahman with no qualities, no form, and no activities. Realization with qualities is complete. So we may ask, how does this happen? How is it that which is beyond the material world can manifest form and qualities, etc.? That is the Shakti of the Lord. Through his spiritual Shakti, he can do this. He is not devoid of spiritual Shakti. This is, he has Shakti to produce the material world. He also has a Shakti to produce spiritual things. The difference is that these spiritual things are intimately related with him. Material things are indirectly related with them. So therefore, the material Shakti is called Bahiranga Shakti, external, not directly related. And the spiritual energy is called the Antaranga Shakti, internal energy, directly part of the Supreme Lord. So it's sometimes called the Sarup Shakti, which means the Lord's Sarup. It belongs to his Sarup. Whereas external energy does not belong to his Sarup. It is outside. So Sarup Shakti means, therefore, it's completely spiritual, non-different from the Supreme Lord. And therefore, his body, his qualities, his activities are also non-different from him. Completely spiritual, beyond the gunas. This is the complete manifestation of the Supreme Lord. And why does he do this? Because of bliss. The nature of the God is bliss. So therefore, in his bliss, he manifests Shaktis, which produce four qualities, activities, etc. Dham, all these things in the spiritual world. So that Shakti takes many forms, the many different Shaktis in the spiritual world. There's the Samvit Shakti, there's the Sandini Shakti, Vadini Shakti, and many, many others. So the Sandini Shakti creates the Dham, Vaikuntha. Samvit Shakti is Jnana, spiritual Jnana, by which the Lord perceives devotees and devotees perceive the Lord. So it's not non-dual knowledge. Jnana Brahman, which is also consciousness. It is also Vijnana, Ananda. It's supposed to be full of bliss and full of knowledge. What is that knowledge? Chinmatra. It's only consciousness, not awareness of anything. Because then there'll be duality. And in Brahman there's no duality. So it's merely consciousness.
In the spiritual world, jnana means to be aware of oneself and to be aware of others, other objects in the spiritual world. So the Lord is aware of the devotees, and the devotees are aware of the Lord. That is the samdhit shakti of the Lord operating. And it does not create problems as it does in the material world. We become aware of objects and there's duality and it creates activities. Activities create karma, karma creates suffering. It doesn't do that. So we have samdhit shakti. And we have the Hwadini shakti, which gives the experience of bliss. Without that shakti, one cannot experience anything in the spiritual world. So this gives the experience of bliss. So these are some of the shaktis. Of course, there's many other shaktis. Also, there's a shakti that supports the form and manifests the form of the Lord. It's called murti. There's a shakti for speech called gir. There's a shakti for satisfaction called tushti. There's so many other shaktis there. And they all have specific functions in the spiritual world. There's a lila shakti to manifest the lilas in the spiritual world. Shri manifests all the abundance and wealth in the spiritual world. Kanti manifests beauty in the spiritual world. There are all sorts of shaktis which are part of the chit shakti of the Lord. So the Lord is eternally with these shaktis. He does not produce them at a certain point in time. They're eternal. And therefore the spiritual world and all the devotees in the spiritual world are also eternal. And full of bliss at all times. So the whole, all of this is a manifestation of Supreme Lord's bliss. So that is Bhagavan. In comparison to that, Brahman is simply a slight realization of Bhagavan. Where one realizes that Supreme Lord is beyond the gunas and is eternally existing and has a little bliss in that, the bliss of no material suffering, etc. And consciousness, chinmatra, one is a consciousness devoid of material dualities. That is Brahman. But when that consciousness increases to have spiritual duality, and when the bliss increases to the point of experiencing relationships and rasas, then we have Bhagavan realization. So there's a big difference between them, even though both are considered spiritual. Both are mentioned in the scripture. And of course, by the analysis of words, Brahman ultimately refers to Bhagavan because it means the greatest. So the greatest actually is Supreme Lord. But usually by convention we refer to the impersonal aspect only. And Bhagavan refers to personal aspect. So Bhagavan means full of all Bhaga. Now what is Bhaga? Aishwarya, Virya, Vairagya, Jnana, etc. All these six qualities of the Lord. These are Bhaga, these are auspicious qualities. Six Bhagas. Or, Bhagavan can also refer to his can refer to Bhatra, maintenance. The Lord maintains the devotees, supports the devotees. Gamayata, he produces prema in the devotees. He takes them to the Vaikuntha, etc. Gamayata. And Va, for Vas, the Lord lives in the devotee's heart, and the devotee lives in the Lord's heart. In other words, the Lord is attached to the devotees, and the devotees are attached to the Supreme Lord. So Bhagavan. In this way, Bhagavan represents the whole spiritual world with the Lord, his pastimes and activities with his devotees. And Brahman, minimal ananda, minimal chit, minimal sat aspect of the Lord. No dhamma from sat, no realization of anything except I am free of material energy, etc. With no coverings, no bodies, gross or subtle. And the bliss of being free from all the karmas of the material world. That is Brahman. So in comparison with that, Bhagavan is complete. Brahman is a partial representation only.
Liberation.
Yes.
So is it that automatically they the worshipping of the they forget about the Lord, or they wanted to stop worshipping the Lord after they?
They desire to merge instead. They have a preference for that, and therefore they do that. And they recognize the Lord, but then they withdraw themselves from the Lord and they simply merge into Brahman.
Reason for existence. All other shaktis are seem to be related to this Sanjana. Does it mean that the Sanjana Shakti is the prime representative of the Lord?
No, Ladini is the prime representative because ultimately the Lord is bliss. And everything else manifests from the bliss of the Lord.
But without existence, the bliss cannot be.
Without that Sandini Shakti is specifically not just existence, the Lord always exists anyway. But that is manifestation of the Dham. So if the Lord didn't have bliss, He wouldn't manifest anything. So there would be no Dham also.
This was just Bhagavan Maharaj's key. Assuming this is the key, I go to Pramanandi.